there we go. We've got a bit of an introduction of showbiz there. And joining me in the studio is Pauline Steggles and Deborah Griffiths, who is the senior organiser at the award-winning Homestart charity. Homestart has been going for over 25 years, and Deborah and Pauline are going to be telling us a little bit more about it. So, morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Are you looking very glamorous today as well?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's only radio.
Just as well.
Now, you're not, you've relaxed now. See, I should have made you a special coffee. I've got a special coffee outside, slight nip of brandy in there, you'd have been fine.
Oh, lovely.
Should have saved our money in the Brentwood Centre.
Now, you've come in and talk about Homestart, which has been going for 25 years. So I'm going to start with yourself, Pauline. How did you get involved in Homestart?
Started in a local paper, and it really appealed to me.
What was it about it that appealed to you?
Well, the ad said somebody to befriend, support families who were going through a difficult time.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can do that.
And how long have you been doing? How long have you been involved for?
17 years this year.
17 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I love it.
And did you have circumstances in your own life that you thought you wanted to give something back, or is it just, it just hit you and you thought, I really want to be involved and do this?
I was at a point in my life when I needed a purpose.
Yep.
And needed to feel useful.
Yeah. Now, tell us all about, if you can both tell us actually, Pauline, you are the senior organiser of Homestart. If you can both sort of tell us exactly what Homestart do and who they help.
Homestart provides practical and emotional support to families in Brentwood that have children under five and are going through a difficult time in their lives. So that could be anything from an stress, which is triplets or twins, to isolation, bereavement, divorce. And we do that by recruiting volunteers that go into the homes for 2 to 3 hours once a week to support the families. So that could be practically looking after the children while mum gets on with some ironing or has a lie down if it's a new baby and she's tired, to emotional support, just listening and supporting and just being there for that family. But Pauline knows what she does with her families, and she's brilliant at it, as are all the volunteers that we've got, because there wouldn't be a Homestart without the volunteers.
I was just reading in the papers about Rebecca Adlington, who was our Olympic swimmer. She's had a baby, and she said, I don't have children, but she was saying how difficult it is, and people sometimes don't realise how difficult it is when you have children. It is a little bit of a shock how much, you know...
Nothing prepares you for it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So what have you found, Pauline, when you've gone into is it because people just don't have the time, because now people are working, they are looking after children, you can't sort of sit around, you're always on the go, especially if you've got young ones, your time is never your own.
No, and this is the important thing, is when a volunteer goes in there, you can perhaps give the mum a little bit of space on her own.
Yeah.
If she wants to wash her hair. Or sometimes they're so exhausted, I will say to them,
sorry, just move that a little bit nearer. Yeah.
Do you want to go and have a lay down?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a lay down?
Yeah.
And I'll perhaps take the kids for a walk, take them to the park, read them a story, play on the floor with them, whatever, just to give them a little break. Because however much you love them, you need a break.
And how many hours do you do a week? How many hours do you volunteer?
I've got two families. I usually have two at a time. I'm not local, so I sort of travel to get there. But I'm with them about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And to me, it's 2.5 hours well spent. I love it.
You must have families now where you've looked after or been around with the children as sort of babies, and they would be 17.
I know.
So have you kept... Do you keep in contact?
I keep in touch with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't believe how quickly they've grown.
Yeah.
You know, from tiny babies, I think I remember cuddling you, and now they're sort of teenagers. And I just find it's the most rewarding and satisfying job that I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I just love it.
Now, how many volunteers, Pauline, have you got with Homestart?
At the moment, we've got around about 30, and then we've also got 6 volunteers on our management committee, and they support around 80 families a year at the moment.
And that's all in Brentwood?
In the Brentwood area, yes. Yeah.
So you've helped all the families this year. How do you get funding? Sort of, you know, you're laughing.
Okay. last August 2015, we've just come to the end of 3-year funding from the big lottery.
Yeah.
We did put another bid in for a further 3 years, but unfortunately, despite getting to the actual funding panel, so that's through stage two to the funding panel, being told we'd had a fantastic bid, at the end of the day, it came down to not enough money.
Right.
So we are actually running on reserves at the moment. And we need about £5,000 a month. It's gone down a little bit because myself and our other organiser, we've now just cut down to 3 days a week to try and eke the money out.
Yeah.
But we have only got enough money until June.
Yeah.
We are trying to do another lottery bid. We were advised to put another lottery bid in, and we're working with Basildon Homestar on that.
Yeah.
So it's just hopefully we'll be around to hear the outcome of that.
Yeah.
Because that takes about 8 months and we haven't got that much money. So we're doing fundraising events and we're relying on donations and anything that anybody can give us, really. It's all a help.
You want to get in contact with Rotary as well?
Yes, they've been very good. Rotary have been very, very good to us. Brentwood and Beckett,
yeah.
The Lions Club, they're very good. So we do have a lot of support out there, but because we've been around for 25 years and we've sort of been in this position before, not so dire, but it is a reality that it could come to an end. And that's a shame for Brentwood families because it is such a well-used service.
Now, if people want to go to... we'll talk about the playgroup in a while as well. If people want to go to the website, make sure I've got the right website, we were saying earlier, you can go to the main website, which is all the W's, home-start.org.uk, and you'll be able to find the Brentwood site off of that. So can people sort of donate there, or how can they get...
If they wanted to donate, it's best to come through to us. So you can contact us on 01277 263325. There's always somebody there in the office. We have an answer phone, so if we're not there, we will get back to you as soon as we come in. So that is the best way to get in touch with us. Or you can write to us. It's Larchwood Gardens Children's Centre, Larchwood Gardens, which is Pilgrim's Hatch, Brentwood, CM15 9NG,
and we will put those details up on the website as well. And it's homestar@freenetname.co.uk. Somebody sent me that email. It's the boss, blame him. I'll be listening in now.
No, it's homestar.brentwood@gmail.com.
Don't know why somebody sent me that. Do it every time. I'm looking at Pauline. Pauline's getting married. Now tell us about the family playgroup.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, Pauline. I do this every day. I still don't know what I'm doing. Tell us about the family playgroups.
I am at the family playgroup in a supervisory capacity, but it's mainly to chat to the mums, look over the children and watch them play. It's fantastic to see all the mums get together. It might be one time in the week when they can sit down and have a chat and know the kids are safe and enjoying. We've got a lovely big hall and kids enjoy running around in the space,
yeah,
and playing with all the toys we've got. And I've seen so many lovely friendships develop between the mums. And sometimes when you think that you're the only one in that position of being stuck at home with kids,
yeah,
it's lovely to see other people in the same circumstances, and they all help each other.
And when is the playgroup, and is there a cost for people coming down?
No, there's no cost at all.
Yeah.
It's completely free. If you can't get there under your own steam, we have a bus that goes around and picks people up. At the moment, I drive it, but we are looking for a volunteer bus driver if there's anybody out there that would like to give a couple of hours. So we pick them up. Yeah, absolutely free. There is a donation for tea and coffee, but they're under no pressure to do that at all.
Okay, and just again, if people wanted to come along with the playgroup with their children, do they need to be under the age of five?
They have to be under the age of five, and they have to be on the Home Start books. They can't just turn up,
right,
which is what is so nice about it, because they know that people are there for the same reasons, or, you know, they're in the same situation as they are, so they're all together. They feel like a a big family. It's not anyone coming in off the street. So they would have to get in touch with us first.
Yeah.
Myself or my colleague Vicky would go and visit them. And then if they felt that was appropriate, that they wanted to come along, then they could.
Well, thank you very much for both coming in today. If you do want to find out more, you can go to the website, and we'll put the details up a little bit later. And if you want to get involved in Home Start Charity, or you want to volunteer, or you know somebody might want to get involved, 01277 263325. And you can also go to the website, all the W's, home-start.org.uk, and you can find the Brentwood section for Home Start there as well. Lovely. You can give us a smile now, you're relaxed. So it's not that bad, is it? Is it that bad, Pauline?
Thank you.
It's a double.
Pauline came in, she was like, I thought Pauline's not going to say anything on air. You're fine now. There you go. Just come. I told you it's easy. It's just like, it's just having a chat, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah.
Relax, there we go.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Anyway, that's it. I'm going now. 11:42, thanks very much to my guests, and we'll put all the details up online. Here's Coldplay with Birds.